News release: Guelph Police Service. The Guelph Police wants to warn citizens about an increased trend of emergency and grandparent scams. Suspects will contact seniors or family members claiming that their grandchild or family member was involved in an accident, charged with an offense such as an impaired driving or drug offenses. Suspects will claim that they are law enforcement officials or lawyers and even impersonate the grandchild or family member. Scammers will proceed to advise the victim that a payment for supposed bail or fine is required immediately for the family member to avoid going to jail or face court proceedings. If the victim agrees to pay the requested amount, suspects will arrange to pick up the funds in person or will ask the victim to send cash in the mail. How the scam operates: scammers often target seniors who have telephone landlines. Scammers obtain information from social media, the dark net, data breaches, or past victims of fraud. Scammers claiming to be relative may alter their voice, claiming to have been injured and requesting assistance. The scammers will quickly hand the call to another scammer pretending to be a law enforcement official or a lawyer to create a sense of panic, often pertaining to a collision with injuries, discovery of drugs and guns in a motor vehicle. Couriers are dispatched to attend the victims' residences to obtain the funds. Victims are instructed to place the funds in envelopes, to hand over to the courier. In addition, many vehicles associated to the scams have been found to have Quebec license plates. Victims are requested to ship the funds through courier delivery companies, i.e. FedEx, UPS, Purolator and or local courier services. Victims are instructed to place cash in magazines, teddy bears and shoes boxes to avoid suspicion from shipping companies. Some victims are instructed to send funds via direct deposit and or wire transfer. CAFC reporting has determined that a large volume of funds are being couriered to locations within the Greater Montreal area, often to empty houses, vacant lots, businesses, churches or rental properties. What can you do? Hang up the phone and call or contact the person yourself. Call the police and provide the information if you are unsure. If money is transferred via courier, try and note the vehicle and license plate if possible and description of person picking the funds up.